Now the night prayer is mustahab, is recommendable. And the witr, which concludes the night prayer, is a sunnah mu'akkada, is an affirmed sunnah. And many narrations are to this effect. From that, the agreed upon hadith of Abdullah bin Umar, may Allah be pleased with them both. اجعلوا آخر صلاتكم بالليل وترا. Make the last or the end of your prayer as witr, the night prayer meaning. And also another hadith in which the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said الوتر حق. الوتر is truth. And this is reported by Ahmad and also by Abu Dawood. Although there is some criticism to this hadith in terms of its authenticity, but it is attested to from another hadith, and this is the hadith of Abi Ayyub al-Ansari, may Allah be pleased with him, that he said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said al-witru haqqun ala kulli muslim. Witr is a truth or a right upon every Muslim, and whoever wishes to make witr may do so by five, let him do so, and whoever wishes to do that for three, then he can do that for three, and whoever wishes to do that for one, he may do so. And in other narrations, for seven or five, three or one. And this hadith is sahih. And as to why we observe it, because it is a witr, and witr means opposite to the shafa', which is impaired, so the witr is odd, and Allah is one, and He loves witr. As to way to conclude it and the way to do it, you can do that as one rak'ah, or seven, or five, or three, or one. As to the witr in three, it may be prayed in two ways. You pray the three as follows: two, and make salam, make taslim, then you bring one rak'ah. The other way to do it is to do them all three. You don't sit except at the end, in the last one. You may do the witr five rak'ah, and it could be prayed according to two ways. You pray two rak'ah, then two, then one. The second way to do it is to do five rak'ah, sitting only in the last one. Sitting only in the last one. This is another way to do it. This is in case of doing the witr as five. In case of doing the witr as seven, also in two ways. The seven rak'ah could be prayed as follows. You pray six in twos. Six in twos, meaning two rak'ah, then two rak'ah, then two rak'ah, and then you come up with one. Or you pray the seven connected. You sit in the sixth one, make tashahud, then stand up and bring the seventh, then make taslim. Is this understood? Is this understood? Five. We said the six rak'ah, you pray six in twos. Two, 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 and then bring one. The second is to do the seven in the following way. Do them connected, sitting in the sixth one for tashahud. But don't make taslim. Stand upright, and bring the seventh one and sit for tashahud and make taslim. Is this clear? Clear, alhamdulillah? Fine.
Astaghfirullah.
Now, you may do seven. You may do nine. You may do nine rak'ah. And in two ways. In two ways. You pray eight rak'ahs, two, 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 two. In twos. Then bring one odd one. Is this clear? This is one way. Okay. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, yes, this is part of the night prayer. Or you do nine rak'ah connected, sitting only in the eighth one for tashahud. Then bring the ninth one and sit for tashahud and make taslim. Is this clear? Is this clear? Is this also clear? You sit in the eighth one for tashahud. Then you stand up, bring the ninth one, and sit for the second tashahud and make taslim. Clear, inshallah? This is for nine. Now, witr by 11. No, no taslim. No taslim. He said, you stand up. Okay. Witr with 11. Also done in two ways. You make 10 rak'ah in twos. And then bring one. Clear? Clear the first way? Alright. The second way is to make them 4-4, then 3. Is this, inshallah ta'ala, clear all of the situations now, Umm Sulaym?